Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 30th of July. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin and Hebrides. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northeast Rockall, 1007, moving slowly east-northeastwards and losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming westerly or southwesterly later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, cyclonic becoming northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Thames, Dover, White. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Dover, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Thames. Showers later in Thames, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, north or northwest 2 to 4. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later to the south of Portugal, decreasing 2 at times elsewhere. Showers in north, good. Fitzroy, variable mainly north 2 to 4, showers, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in Irish Sea. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin. Westerly or northwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first in far north, then decreasing 3 or 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time at first in south. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northerly 5 or 6 at first in southeast, otherwise northwesterly 2 to 4. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Ferrile, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, west or northwest 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west 3, heavy rain, 1.5 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, more than 38 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 1, recent drizzle, 9 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west southwest 2, rain, 1.5 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 1, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Lucas, southwest 1, 19 miles, 1011, rising more slowly. Bulmer, southwest 3, recent rain, 6 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by west 2, 1012, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 4, 5 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1014. St Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 3, 1014, now falling. Jersey, west-northwest 2, mist, 3 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 1016. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest 2, 9 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by west 3, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 3, 32 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Valley, northwest 1, slight rain, 5 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Valentia, north 1, 27 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, west-northwest 1, 30 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Malin Head, west-southwest 4, 24 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east by north 1, 22 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 29th of July. The general situation. An area of low pressure will move east-northeastwards across northwestern Scotland during Wednesday night and Thursday morning, bringing rain and strong locally gale-force winds to this area. Elsewhere across the United Kingdom, there'll be a mainly west to northwesterly airflow during the next 24 hours. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers becoming thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers perhaps thundery for a time in north, good, occasionally poor in north and moderate in south. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly 2 or 3, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later in north. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 3 to 5 at first in south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Salisbury. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, but then backing southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Salisbury to Lyme Regis. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5. Showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 or 4 for a time. Occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, and then becoming variable 3 or less later in north. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, then becoming variable 3 or less again later. Mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 for a time, occasionally 6 for a time in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then decreasing 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamercan Point, westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor. Ardamercan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in south, becoming westerly 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. And the Shetland Isles, southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, then showers, thundery at times later, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping bulletin, and from me, John Hammond, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. As further details about a rogue AI bot that hacked into a rival company emerge, are the worst fears about the technology that many predicted coming true?
If this is like going to be the new rate of progress, or we may have to pace the rate of AI development to give ourselves enough time for society to harden around some of these new capability levels.
FIFA boss Gianni Infantino has defended his proposal to sell off stakes in the World Cup to private firms amid a growing row.
It is a golden opportunity to turbocharge the development of the game globally.
The UN says Israeli settler attacks on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank hit a record high last month, and
you'll be able to come into the stones from 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's a point in the morning when there's no one else around.
Visitors to Britain's famous prehistoric site Stonehenge are being offered the chance to win rare private access. That's all coming up after this news bulletin.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump says his administration is looking at ways to set controls on artificial intelligence, but he insisted that these could not imperil America's lead over China in the race for AI hegemony. Mr. Trump's comment comes after OpenAI disclosed that a rogue ChatGPT agent's attack on another AI-related company 2 weeks ago wasn't the only one. President Trump has been reluctant to impose controls on US AI companies.
We're looking at controls. We're also making sure that we lead. So we're leading China in AI by a lot. China has virtually no controls. It's freewheeling a little bit. So we have to be careful in both ways. We don't want to restrict them where all of a sudden we come in second to China. Whoever wins with AI is going to win. That's how big it is. So it's bigger than the internet ever was. It's bigger than anything ever was.
The president of football's world governing body says his proposed part sale of the World Cup